Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The drought in Israel has been going on for years, yet God has sent Elijah to a widow's home where the oil and flour are plentiful. The widow and her son have escaped death, so they thought. Step into the second part of my story with Elijah. Elijah moved in with the family. They gave him a simple room to stay upstairs. Now the drought continued in the land, yet the bowl of flour and jar of oil was never empty. The widow's son became very ill and died. In her grief, she screamed at the prophet, "What do I have to do with you, O man of God? You've come to curse me for my sins and put my son to death?" Elijah looked the woman in the eyes. "Give me your son." He took the body upstairs to his room and laid him on his bed. Elijah then cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord my God, why have you brought this calamity to the widow with whom I am staying?" He stretched out on top of the boy and prayed to the Lord, "Oh, God Almighty, let the child's life return to him." He repeated this 3 times. The Lord heard his cry and filled the child with breath. His life returned. Elijah picked the boy up, carried him back downstairs where his mother was still grieving. The tears still streaming down her cheeks, Elijah handed her resurrected boy and announced, "See, your son lives." "Oh, prophet, now I know you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is always truth." The story here does not fit into the same style that my first story, where Jesus spoke the dead man to life. In this story, Elijah had to work at praying and calling upon God Almighty. Yet, we have similar results, restoring a life of a widow's only child. Next, Jesus raises a little girl back to life. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.